We say things that we really don't mean. We do things in between the lines. We should do more to stand out. I'm sorry if I made you feel less than who you are. A little insecure. All you's the shiny stuff I wanna spend. My nights with you, my life with you. Oh baby, babe, please wait up for me till whenever I get home. I know that you're all alone, thinking about what you gon' do. I hope that you see it through. Ooh,
ooh. Oh, you're gonna love me.
I'ma love you regardless. You just gotta come. We used to spin back loving you. Mini Rippleton. The bold speakers had my walls in the plaque trembling. La 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 la, played in my mind all day. You come home, I let Cal go and take you away. Bubble baths of rose, Gucci open toes. Sunday nights we sit and watch Power in a Rose. All of a sudden, our lines got crossed over nothing. A text and your attitude changed. Yo, you bugging. Hit me in the face with the pillow and threw some. I just got up and walked in the room. You still cussing. No, I love yous before we sleep. Good nights is out the window. It lasts for weeks. It's been a while since I gave you my street vows. Promise to love you and hit it 2 times a day. Never cheat now. Our chemistry is like a bowl of cherries, and I'm the chocolate. I smother you. Never to worry. I'ma share half of the blame for this problem that we're going through. You know I'm a tourist, the bull. You know I'm stubborn. So tell me, what's on your mind?
Sometimes I don't think we really say enough. Why is it so hard to keep in touch when we're laying right next to each other, baby? We shouldn't be in a thing so much. Overthinking, understand it. Don't let her feel it. Change it up, I wanna spend my nights with you, my life with you. Oh, baby, baby, please wait up for me till whenever I get home. I know that I'm all alone, thinking about what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I hope
yeah.
That I see it through.
I ain't got time for tricks, them broads ain't loyal. I get a Spanish chick, I make arroz, I'm impressed, so she will never be spoiled. And she can be my queen, but we will never be royals. I don't give you cream, I mean, but I assure you, I'm heavy with the D, I got nothing but love for you. Sex as a weapon, got nothing but slugs for you. Ain't no protection, I done shot up the club for you. Yeah, if I adore you, me or more you, these dudes cannot afford you, let the guard couture you. Yeah, I like them loyal from the soil, and rhetorical questions when we smash adorable. Who put the sex in sex appeal? Shorty got a receipt, but her ex gets the bill. Look, I'm too grown for Netflix and chill, but I GM post up like a Netflix for real. And you love me.
Oh, you're gonna love me. You're gonna wanna hug me. And squeeze me.
Are you gonna love me? No, you're gonna hold me. And squeeze me.
Yeah, man. You know what it is, mom.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to give a little information about making sure that we remain safe this summer. I appreciate being able to have this forum to be able to provide small bits of information. I know that there have been a lot of people being pulled over and being harmed. There was a post that I saw on Instagram, and the post spoke about how a father, he purchased a vehicle for his son when he graduated high school. And so the father wants his son to remain safe. I don't remember what state that was in. Now, the father told the son to put his registration, proof of insurance, and driver's license in the on the rearview mirror. And it looked like it was hanging from, I can't think of what that thing is called. But it's the thing that most people put their work badges on. And just hang that there so it's readily available. So if he ever gets pulled over, he can grab it. And basically, he told him to put it on top of the car. So I do agree that when you get pulled over and A lot of people had a lot to say about that. But I do agree that when you get pulled over, that your information should be readily available. My information has always been in a place where I don't have to open up something and look for it, because I get anxious when I'm dealing with something that is disturbing my day. So when you get pulled over, you're disturbing my day. And I'm sure the police get pulled irritated when you're taking a long time to find something when really it should be right there. So someone had posted on the post that the father basically was like an idiot or something like that, because, or a punk or something, because he told him to say that. Okay, so we have to look at things from all sides. Look at, and I'm not giving a legal direction so that you can take it and use it anywhere but to benefit yourself. Take it to the books so that you can benefit yourself. That's it. Learn information to be able to protect yourself, to be able to save yourself. On both sides, it needs to be a form of de-escalation. There is never a reason to argue or fuss with a police officer. The thing is that when they pull you over, whether right or wrong, that's their job. Their job is to, when they're driving around, is to deter criminals from acting. And so when you see them, normally, even if you're doing something bad, then you'll see people pull over to the side. I remember when I was 17 years old, and I owned a car, bought my first car, paid cash, and my father told me not to drive the vehicle. So, of course, he was a truck driver. When he wasn't home, my mom was so cool. I would go get my car and I'm driving it. So there was this one police officer, and he worked at our school, and his name is Chuck. He would always chase me down the street. I don't know how he knew I didn't have a driver's license. I had insurance. I don't remember the name of the insurance, but it was only $50. But back then, they couldn't even look into the system and see if you had insurance. They had to literally pull you over to see if you had insurance. But he would harass me every time he saw me. And even at 18, I knew a little bit about the law. I don't even know how. Somebody must have told me, and it was probably a police officer. I was illegal. I would pull over, and living in the neighborhood I lived in, just about everybody, either I knew you or we were related, we were related because I knew you so long. And I pulled over to mom one time. He was right behind me, and he had this bootleg car, like these cars that everybody, I don't even know, the Crown Royal. And I didn't have like the police signs or anything like that. And he tried to pull me over, whatever. I pulled over to my mom's friend's house and jumped out the car, took the keys out the car. So, and I learned that when I went to paralegal school too. Don't try and use me as legal information or anything. Learn this stuff for yourself. But I'm just giving information so that you can do research, so that you can benefit yourself again. So that's my disclaimer. So I was always told that if you take the keys out of the car, that that it protects you from being able to take the keys out of the car and pull over to a driveway. It protects you. So because I was on somebody's driveway, it was nothing they could do to me. I was not on public property. I was on private property. And I remember him pulling over to the curb and being like, I'm going to get you. Bind him. And so I'm just like, I'm at my auntie's house. What are you going to do? What can I do? What can I do for you? But I was a 17-year-old kid. And I was in Gary, Indiana. So my personality was completely different than the way it is now. And I laughed at him, and he laughed at me, and he went about his day. I saw him in school. You know, he'd talk a little junk or whatever. And so, but the police officers from where we were from, they were, this is when I was in school, completely different from what you see now. Like, they were like, you know, our uncles. They cared about us, you know. And so the benefits there were that they wanted to keep us safe. Girl, you know you're doing something you don't have any business doing. Get over here. Let me talk to you. Not necessarily I'm going to do anything to you or take you to jail, because they worked at my high school. So if you want to do something, he could have done something or told the principal. So things are different now than the way they were then. But even then, like making sure that you are legal so that you don't have to go through that kind of stuff. Like, I know adults that still do this kind of stuff. I was 17. Silly little girl knew, you know, basically nothing. Don't put yourself in those positions. So, couple of things I want to mention is make sure that you're not in disagreement or, you know, going back and forth with the police officer. If they ask you for proof of insurance, if they ask you for your driver's license, have all that stuff information available. Have it all ready to present. When the father said that about the son, I thought that was intelligent. So for a young person to say, oh, he's a punk, he's an idiot, that is the problem. That is a problem. No police, no one, no human has the right to harm you in any way. Nobody should shoot anybody for anything. I think that people are so screwed up and just hurting each other, you know. And I see, but right now it's going back and forth. But for you to be shot because you're arguing, man, give them the information. You have the right to remain silent. So do that. Learn your constitutional rights. So the Bill of Rights and the Constitution were put together so that they could benefit the rights of not just the government, but of the people. And so in order to be able to be protected in any way by the laws, just learn the laws. Learn the laws. And not to say that, that's gonna stop somebody that's not using common sense or rationale from hurting me. Do your part. Don't argue back and forth. If they ask for the information, give them the information. Why am I being pulled over? Don't de-escalate the situation. Hand them the information. If they ask you any questions, remember, you do have the right to remain silent. You can tell them, two questions that they normally ask, what is your name? And I always get asked. I never get asked, what is your name? But a lot of people say they ask, what is your name? I just gave you my license, so you shouldn't ask that. But if they do, hello, my name is Francis. But be respectful, not, you know, don't be argumentative. And they always ask me, where am I going? I don't know why you want to know if you want to go, but they always ask me, where am I going? And so I've never had a problem. It's up to you, but you have the right to remain silent. I've never had a problem saying, oh, I'm going home or I'm traveling or whatever, or, you know, wherever I'm going, to the park, library, wherever. Never had a problem saying that. But you do have the right to remain silent. Learn your amendments. I'm trying to pull up. A document that I was able to use earlier today. So, we want everyone to remain safe this summer. With that being said, just follow a few tips that are being presented to you, and hopefully it'll help everyone have a safe and healthy summer. Always keep your driver's license, as I mentioned before, proof of insurance, registration, readily available and easily to access. Not all police are going to ask for these documents, but if they do, have them available. And then when you're being pulled over, always keep your hands in sight. I was always told to put my hands on the steering wheel. and I've never had a problem. Different sex societies, what I mean by that is like groups have been taught different things to protect themselves. And so one thing that the father told the son is to put his, he said, roll down all the windows. So I'll roll down all four windows, which I was also told that one day last week. And that allows the police to be able to see everything in your vehicle. They don't have to have cause for suspicion. You've heard time and time again, oh, I was afraid. All right, well, you see there's nothing in here. There's no need for you to be of concern about what I'm doing because obviously I just have a car in me. So make sure that they're able to see everything. By rolling down all four windows. These are just suggestions. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. By what I'm saying. That is you, your life. But these things you want to make sure. Well, I want to make sure that I provide so that risks are lessened. So we never want to give them a cause to feel as if they are. They need to be fearful because that's, as I've said before, I've continued to hear. So our goal is to reduce the risk of the situation by de-escalating. Be respectful and remain calm. And you always have the rights and ability to exercise your rights. I was mentioning before, you have the right to remain silent. That is your that is your Fifth Amendment. Your Fourth Amendment. Amendment establishes that you do not have to consent to a search and seize. And so they do not have the right to open your vehicle unless you say, yes, it is okay to open my vehicle and look through it. Now, if they see something, so say on your passenger seat, they see marijuana or they see, and hopefully nobody's driving around with marijuana or any illegal substance. But if they see that, that gives them calls for search and seize. And then they still, so they see that they can apprehend that, but they can't go in the car seat and dig in the car seat. That's then a search. It turns from, within the site within. So anything within sight, they have the right to apprehend. If they digging, that's then a search. And this information, any of this information that you're hearing, I want you to go check out the Constitution, check out your amendments, know the Miranda. People are saying so much stuff. Go learn your rights. Don't just say, you know, don't just say stuff off the top of your head or think that people are stupid because they're trying to protect themselves or protect their loved ones. Learn for yourself because stuff is happening all over the world. And we see it a lot to African Americans. It's happening to everybody, but we want everybody to be safe, not just one being. And again, I appreciate having this forum because not every forum is open enough to say, I think that we can speak freely about this until somebody else does. Then it's, oh, well, maybe we should talk about that. I'm glad that I can talk about it now because I think it's important. And hopefully it'll help. If not, you know, a million people, at least one person. Also, so the Fourth Amendment establishes, okay, that you don't have to consent to the search and seize if you are asked. So if you're detained, then you need to ask for legal counsel. The Sixth Amendment establishes that you are able to be provided with an attorney, a district attorney, if you're not able to obtain an attorney yourself. Always remember that the district attorney works for the court. They are free, but they work for the court. So these are just a few things to keep in mind while you're on the roads this summer. Be sure to stop at all stop signs. Use your turn signals. Do not speed. Have a happy and healthy summer. Remember to be safe and know your rights. One quote that I want to make sure that I mention is from Jonathan Lockwood Huey. And it's about chosen inner peace. Now, nothing is worth losing your inner peace. Take action as circumstances require. But do not surrender your peace. Stop, breathe, close your eyes, and breathe deeply. Then and only then take action from a peaceful heart. I chose this quote because not only does it help in the situation to when you're being pulled over, I too get anxious when different things occur that disturb my day. Being pulled over disturbs my day. That wasn't something that I planned. So make sure that you're not reacting to the situation and that you're providing the proper action to be safe and also still be respectful. And it's better to be able to walk away alive than to feel like, well, I felt like I was disrespected. Yes, in a lot of situations, you'll feel like you were disrespected. We have the court of law that allows us to be able to present our case in court. And a lot of people may feel like it's unfair. I've honestly walked into a court. I had maybe 6 tickets. I was speeding. I'm telling you. But this was like so many years ago. I think I was 23 years old. My goodness. Speeding. I had 6. I just don't remember. Maybe I was right by my house. So maybe I had taken off the seatbelt or I don't even remember what was going on. But I had so many tickets that when I walked away, the fine that I should have had, because I properly presented it in court, I basically walked away paying for 1 ticket. And it was probably half of that ticket. I remember the judge, while I was presenting my case, I went to school for paralegal in 2003. And so when I'm presenting my case and I spoke, the police was actually in court. And the way I spoke, I explained if he was incorrect about whatever it was he was incorrect about. I think he said he was incorrect about my speed. And so I was able to then challenge him on everything else that he brought to the judge. And I didn't know why he gave me so many tickets, but he did. I didn't argue with him, took the tickets, went to court and fought my case. The judge was smiling and he couldn't put his face up because he was not just impressed. I guess he's like, what is this little girl? But my teacher was, I don't remember his first name, but his last name was Mr. O'Boyle. A pain in the behind in school. But when I say Mr. O'Boyle must have been one of the best attorneys that was given to Georgia. And I think before he came to Georgia, he was in New York. He knew who I was. He knew my background. And so it's like he intentionally antagonized me to see if I could take it. And the fact that I could take it, he really liked that. The things that he taught us about our rights are priceless. They were priceless. I didn't know much about the law at all. And so for him to provide all the information that he did, I was so impressed with him. Again, my information, do research, get your own attorney, though you cannot use any of this information, basing me as a reference. I provide this information so that people can learn and go get knowledge on their own, so that you can basically protect yourself, know your rights. I think that if people that come from a foreign land have to come here and learn the Constitution to be able to become citizens, then people that are citizens should definitely know the laws of the land, and not just because, oh, the government says you should. I think a lot of people didn't like government because you're forcing me to learn what I don't agree with. Some of these laws were put in place to be able to protect our person, because not everyone that works for the law abides by the law. So there were people that fought to make sure that everybody had rights, not just some people. And so to be able to learn them, I think is extremely important. And plus, even God said, and his commands are over everybody else, that we need to know the law. And Jehovah's law is over everybody's law. And so you need to know the law in order to be able to abide by it. These are just statements to be able to benefit you. Hopefully you'll be able to take some of this information into consideration and benefit from them. Again, I appreciate being able to have the forum. I appreciate everybody listening. And if there's anything that you want to talk about, anything that you want information on for me to do research, please make sure that you leave a comment, or there's a voicemail on here, which is really cool. And you can definitely send that information over to me. You can email me too. I have several email addresses. FrancisLillianBynum@gmail.com. You can also email me at Miss Gucci. And I know a lot of people have their bias, but my name has been Gucci since I was born, basically. So, and it is spelled, it's Miss Gucci, MSGUCCI 31@gmail.com, or FrancisLillianBynum@gmail.com. Please feel free to send me emails, send me questions, comments. You can leave them also as I post them on social media and let me know what you think or how you feel about different situations. I'm open. I'm not judgmental. So however you feel, I respect that. Just as however I feel. Hopefully you respect it. If not, I still feel that way. I'm not going to change who I am. As far as the being peaceable, I think that's important no matter where you go, not just when you get pulled over. Sometimes you work with people and they have issues among themselves that reflect off, and they may come into your light. Bounce them back over to their darkness and ignore, because nobody has time for that. And unless I take you home, you don't need to benefit my life, or really, you can't benefit my life. You don't benefit and you don't take away. So never allow anybody, just because they have darkness in their life, to let your light dim. Always find peace within yourself. Always be able to de-escalate situations so that you can walk away and know that you did what you needed to make the situation better. And always be happy with who you are, because that's important. It's important for you to feel good about situations. Anybody can walk up to someone. I used to buy all the time, TKO people. Not a problem at all. My father used to train me to box starting in third grade. So I boxed, I wrestled. So TKOing somebody is not a problem at all. But to be able to mentally walk away, mentally challenge somebody with peace is more powerful than knocking them out. You've already knocked them out by letting them know, you can't dim my light. And while you feel like you're overly important and you can or you will affect me, I'm not going to allow you to. Don't let anybody be that important. Always love when you can love. Remember to tell your loved ones that you love them. I tell my family, my children, as often as I can, that I love them, because they are some of the most important people to me. Any information that I have, I try to provide it to them, because the most important information to me is biblical. And so I try and provide that to my family as often as possible. So whatever information you have, always feel free to share. You never know who you're going to help, who you're going to be there for. Everybody has good days. Everybody has bad days. So try and benefit somebody. All right. This is Sweet Lemon signing out. Remember to get in contact with me. Oh, there is a lady that did my hair, and she did braids, and she did an amazing job. And so I want to make sure that I provide her information. She did braids in my hair. And if you go to my Instagram, go to Frances Lillian Bynum 3, then you'll be able to see my hair. I have two Instagrams. One is for my podcast where I just talk major junk. Her name is Lizzie. Her number is 470-504-5787. Yes, I can barely see that right. So make sure that when you're ready to get your hair done, you reach out to Lizzie. She did an awesome job on my hair. She took her time and it looks so amazing. All right. Sweet Lemon signing out. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And I love you guys.